Budget for Later Life. LLA's latest campaign sets out a statement of principles and a call to action. Much has changed since Later Life Ambitions, LLA, launched its Pensioners Manifesto in November 2023. Its new Budget for Later Life, BLL, reinforces those priorities to reflect the economic realities and social challenges of 2025 and the years ahead. At the heart of the BLL is a call to protect the state pension triple lock, which since 2011 has been a cornerstone of the welfare state. The financial security it provides has lifted many out of pensioner poverty and restored the value of the state pension after decades of decline. Before the triple lock, pensions had fallen to 16% of average earnings, down from 26% in 1980. Its introduction helped raise the pension's value to almost 25% of average earnings by 2022. Yet speculation that the policy could be watered down or scrapped is growing. Pensions Minister Torsten Bell's views are no secret, and neither are LLA's. The triple lock must be protected beyond 2029. Pensioners should not bear the cost of fiscal tightening or short-term decisions. The BLL also calls for a reassessment of state pension age policy, arguing that future increases must consider healthy life expectancy as well as average lifespan. People in manual or lower-paid work, who often have shorter healthy lives, are disproportionately affected by blanket age rises. A fair pension system must reflect these inequalities and protect those unable to work into their late 60s. LLA further proposes a minimum income guarantee for older people, ensuring no one is left unable to afford life's essentials. This would cover housing, food, energy, transport, and personal care, aligned with standards set by the Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association and the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. How much we need? Current estimates suggest a single pensioner needs £17,155 a year for a modest but decent standard of living. While this may seem low compared with wages, millions get less. The proposed guarantee would ensure that pensions and benefits keep pace with real living costs, reviewed annually to reflect prices. The BLL calls for the retention of tax relief on pension contributions to encourage saving throughout working life. It also urges a national awareness campaign to promote retirement planning. 74% of people have done little or no preparation for retirement, and 82% do not know how much they will need. Another focus is the gender pension gap. On average, women retire with 35% less pension than men, reflecting years of lower pay and unpaid carer roles. LLA proposes several reforms: expanding national insurance credits for carers, a pension credit supplement for low-income women, and mandatory gender reporting. Taxation is also a concern. Income tax thresholds, frozen until 2028, amount to a stealth tax. More than 1 million pensioners have been dragged into paying tax for the first time because pensions have risen with inflation while tax bans have not. The BLL demands that thresholds be indexed in line with inflation and the 25% tax-free pension lump sum be protected. The BLL calls for the retention of tax relief on pension contributions to encourage saving throughout working life. It also urges a national awareness campaign to promote retirement planning. 74% of people have done little or no preparation for retirement, and 82% do not know how much they will need. Another focus is the gender pension gap. On average, women retire with 35% less pension than men, reflecting years of lower pay and unpaid carer roles. LLA proposes several reforms: expanding national insurance credits for carers, a pension credit supplement for low-income women, and mandatory gender reporting. Taxation is also a concern. Income tax thresholds, frozen until 2028, amount to a stealth tax. More than 1 million pensioners have been dragged into paying tax for the first time because pensions have risen with inflation while tax bans have not. The BLL demands that thresholds be indexed in line with inflation and the 25% tax-free pension lump sum be protected. Quality of life. The BLL also highlights quality of life. Affordable and accessible transport is vital to independence, yet concessionary travel schemes vary regionally. LLA calls for the protection and standardization of all bus and rail concessions, alongside greater investment in accessible transport, particularly in rural areas. Housing is just as important. Almost 2 million older households live in homes that fail to meet the government's decent homes standard. The BLL calls for all new homes to be built to accessible and adaptable standards, and for a national home adaptation program to support retrofitting and safety improvements. Finally, it addresses the crisis in social care. Nearly 500,000 people in England are waiting for assessments or services. LLA calls for a national social care framework that would set clear minimum standards, long-term funding, and better integration with the NHS. The Budget for Later Life urges policymakers to look beyond short-term fiscal targets and recognize the human cost of inaction. Older people have contributed through taxes, work, and unpaid care. They deserve a fair deal. Matthew Boyd is a senior account executive at the CSPA's public affairs consultancy, Connect.